So I do like science. I like numbers. I like to see cause and effect. I like tangible evidence. That being said, I do have a fascination with the paranormal, but I'm a skeptic. I've always searched for the science behind it. I've been on ghost hunts before. I've walked around cemeteries at 2 a.m. with recording devices to no avail. I get this fascination from my pops. He believes in ghosts. He believes in vampires, which is like batshit crazy to me, but to each their own. But it's something that we can bond over. We're from the Boston area. We've been down here for a couple of years now. Thank you. Yay, go Sox. Well then. And so we've been in this house for a couple of years now. As said, it's in the Hamilton area. It's an older house, single family, built in the 20s. And one night I fell asleep on the couch. And I was woken up by this very abrupt laughter. It was a very loud ha ha ha, like right in my face. I could feel it bouncing off of me. I woke up super confused. It's like 2:30 in the morning. I didn't mean to fall asleep on the couch. It just happened. And right away, I'm trying to think of like what that was. I had the TV on, but it was like the Golden Girls, which isn't really evil. I had the window open, so like maybe some punk-ass kid wanted to like play a prank, but I would have heard him running away. I couldn't figure out what I heard. My dog was sleeping by my feet, and at first I thought I like nudged him, but he was shaking, and he really only shakes when there's loud noise, fireworks, thunderstorms. He's kind of a baby. So I'm convinced he heard it, but I'm still like, what did we hear? As I'm trying to digest all of this, I hear my pops awake in the kitchen. So I mosey on over, really just to like calm myself down. And I'm trying to play it all cool. I'm like, hey, couldn't sleep? He's like, no, I heard you laughing. I was like, shut up. And I told him like it wasn't me. He asked like, we compared stories. He heard it, but a lot quieter. Now, his bedroom is next to the living room. For how loud it was, and definitely feeling it on my face, he would have heard a lot, something a lot louder like I did. So him being like a ghost connoisseur, he's like, it was Lila. Now, Lila was the previous owner who's been dead for about a decade. And I'm just like, sure. It's 2:30 in the morning. He's convinced Lila does haunt the house. I'm convinced no. And he continues, he's like, if it happens again, just say, Lila, you're scaring me. I mean you no harm. Please leave me alone. I'm just like, that's some new age bullshit. So, we say goodnight again at like 3 a.m., but I go back to the couch because I didn't want to go upstairs and be by myself. I'm almost 30 when this happened. So I'm trying to like just chill out, calm down, and I feel like I'm being watched. I didn't see anything, but just like, that like that irking, like someone's watching you. It's coming from the stairwell. So I'm like, what the hell? You're scaring me. Please leave me alone. I mean you no harm. Literally to the wall. And like the damnedest thing is I fell asleep within like 20 minutes. And I honestly didn't think I was going to fall back asleep that night. So time goes on, nothing notable happens. About a year and a half later, there is unfortunately a murder behind the alley in my house. Same block and everything. And the energy in the house for like next week felt really, really weird. Couldn't explain it, just like this anxiety-inducing feeling. So I can't talk to my pops about it. So I go to some experts. They're my aunties. They live across the street. They're not by relation. They're this lesbian couple in their 70s. I love them. But they're also Wiccans, so they know a thing or two, supposedly. So I tell them what's going on in the house, and they inform me after like something like a violent attack or something in the area, it can also upset spirits that are present around the surrounding area. And I'm taking it with a grain of salt. And they further ask me if anything else has happened. And I started telling them about the laughing. And without even like skipping a beat, my Aunt Kaylin's like, was it like a ha ha, like very breathy. I was like, yes. And I don't know what to think right now. I'm like shitting bricks. Because like I don't believe, but like how the hell did she know what the laughter sounded like? So they knew Lila. And in her end of life, they helped her out a lot. She wasn't all there in the head towards the end of life. She'd often be found screaming in her house on the porch, obscenities, jibber jabber, but doing this like breathy ha 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 in between her tirades. And they're telling me this, and I'm just like, cool story. They inform me, like, if I want to do something about the energy in the house, I could smudge the house. So smudging is when you take dry sage, burn it, it, like, wards off, like, evil spirits, bad energies, and whatnot, supposedly. So I thank them for the coffee, and I just leave. it was a crazy conversation. And I just put it in the back of my head. But a week later, things still haven't settled down, so I find myself in a metaphysical store buying a smudge stick. So I just smudged my room. I was polite. I was told to like say a little prayer. And so I just went around my room. I was like, this is my space now. I respect that you used to live here. It's mine. You can have the rest of the house. I mean you no harm. I only smudged my room, and a lot of it, I was having a lot of conflicting feelings. I was embarrassed that I was doing this. It was a hard pill for me to swallow, but like it couldn't hurt, so I did it, and I really didn't want my pops finding out that I did it either. I didn't need to go down that alley. So once again, things calmed down, and so the smudging could have worked. Or it could be the placebo effect, which I totally believe in, mind over matter. Like, I don't know. So, you know, nothing remarkable for a while until I was rehearsing this story for you lovely people. And it was pretty late at night. And right as I started talking about Lila, something small fell off my shelf. It was just like a chapstick. That could have happened. No big deal. Could have. You know, a few moments later, a remote controller falls off the shelf. And I'm like, all right, cat's on the bed, dog's on the bed. I'm not near the shelf. There is no reason why that fell over. And I was searching. I really wanted to find, like, a scientific reason. And I'm talking about Lila. She's on my mind. I'm like, I got this. I've dealt with a ghost before. I'm like, Lila, I'm sorry I'm talking about you. I mean you no harm. Please leave me alone. To nothing in the room. It's just out there. Nothing else happened that night or since then, but I've also stopped talking about her, and especially at nighttime. So, it's hard being up here saying like this because I'm still like very skeptical. The smudging story, the first people to hear it were my rehearsal mates because I did not want to admit that I did it because these are technically like scientific experiments that I'm doing to see if there's a ghost. But still keeping in mind the placebo effect. But at the end of the day, this scientific skeptic is very reluctantly starting to believe in ghosts, and it just took a ghost laughing in my face for me to start believing. Thank you.